and welcome to the James and Kim cast. Remember to like us and interact with us on social media. And we won't pout if you tell your friends about us as well. We appreciate you listening. Hey, we've got a special guest on the show today from the Chattanooga Market. Melissa Lell will be joining us. But first, let's start things off with a smile. Did you know you can have the world's fastest internet for just $67.99 a month? How cool is that? And it's only available thanks to our sponsor, EPB Fiber Optics.
We've got Melissa Lell joining us today, and what a treat. She always joins us on the James and Kim show on Sunny W2.3, but I think this is a James and Kim cast first, right, Melissa?
It is. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how do you feel? Do you feel like you have arrived?
That's pretty special. Yeah.
I mean, the James and Kim cast, it's a big deal.
This is something to write home about right here.
Melissa's with the Chattanooga Market, and it's a thrill for us that you're on our podcast. So we've got a special day. It is Father's Day.
Woohoo!
And what's really cool about the Chattanooga Market is the themes. You know, if there's a special day, you guys are covering it. And, of course, you're covering Father's Day, the Father's Day Chattanooga Market.
Yeah.
So what we've done...
We would never miss Father's Day.
Right. Of course. So we want you to chime in on this conversation with some of your top picks for Father's Day gifts that you can find at the Chattanooga Market. And everything pretty much that you're going to be talking about, we have posted pictures. So...
Yeah, so it was hard to choose, to be honest. And so here we go. Smoky Mountain Bow Knife. So, I mean, I've been talking about these guys for so long, and they are usually at River Market. They're at the downtown market, and they've got this great selection of cutting boards that come with this bow knife. And I know so many people who have bought them. I've used it myself. The knife works really, really well. Of course, it's all handmade. They've got lots of different packages to choose from. I give it as a wedding gift a lot, too, FYI. But great gift.
Okay. So describe what this bow knife looks like.
The wood piece of the handle looks like the bow, and the blade is a knife, like where you would think of the part that bends. Or a bow, maybe? Am I doing that well?
That makes sense. Because I'm trying to pull up a picture. I'm trying to because you sent us a picture, so I'm trying to.
A picture.
Yeah. It's really a work of art. These cutting boards and the knife. I mean, they're art pieces.
It is.
Yeah.
They are art pieces, and the reason why I think this is a great Dad's Day gift because oftentimes I think men appreciate woodworking. It's a form of art that I think a lot of men can relate to, and women, of course, that goes without saying. But if your man also likes to cook, grill, bake, whatever, this will come in handy as well.
Okay, good. Okay, so a bow knife along with a cutting board. I'm in. Wow, that was your first one right off the bat. And I'm like thinking, okay, I'd like to have a bow knife, and I'd like to have a cutting board. Okay. All right, and I'm looking at the picture right now. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Okay.
Yeah, and that's one of hundreds. I mean, he's got so many things.
Of course. The knife, okay, it totally, I did not picture this knife to look like this. So check out the pictures.
It's super cool. All right, and yeah, I love those, by the
like
way.
A bow.
Let's move on. What's your next one? What's your next pick?
So I realize that I'm going in, this is in no order. So the other thing that I think is a really great idea is meat. We have three at least farms that are selling, and, you know, they're always flash frozen. So really nice cuts of steak. We're talking, you know, grass-fed beef, really good quality beef and brisket, steaks, ribs, you know, pork products. So what a great idea. You can either, seriously, wrap that up because it's so flash frozen, it's going to be good for a while, or cook Dad a really nice meal, which I think is really sweet because you can get potatoes, veggies, your entire makings right there at the market.
So, Melissa, I'm so glad you said that, because remember who you're talking to, okay?
Yeah.
You had James at meat.
Yes.
The Chattanooga market has the meat.
Yeah, and so, you know, maybe Dad even wants to grill it himself. I mean, that's an enjoyable Sunday, right?
That's what I was going to recommend. You give Dad the meat and then let him grill it. And there you go. There's your Father's Day. Okay.
Yes. So, okay. Then I really, really love Moccasin Bend Soap Company. And there are a few other vendors who do some similar products. Theirs came to mind. They have, you know, a lot of, we haven't given guys enough credit for wanting to have nice products for their hair, their face, their skin. And these guys are making it manly and cool. They've got shampoo that's Viking scent. I don't really know what that sounds like, but it just sounds, or smells like, but it sounds manly. And they've got beard oil, you know, to keep your beard all nice and clean. Nobody likes to see a scruffy beard. And just products that, you know, so men can have a little self-care as well.
Yeah, that's true. I'd rather have the meat, though. All right.
There you go. Yeah, I can tell you're not going to go down this list with me well, are you?
No, you're good. These are great gifts so far.
They are. And I like that, because Dad wouldn't typically buy that for himself. So if you're giving it to him, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he would really enjoy it.
Okay, so all right.
Okay, then we have this. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to recap here. Okay, so we've got the cutting board and the bow knife. We've got the meats, and of course we've got the soaps. So what's the fourth on your list, Lisa?
So then there's this really great vendor that makes knives, and it's called TKL Knives, and he makes knives that are for fishing, for hunting, for cooking. But a few of the pictures that you guys have shows, you know, how they actually, you can, I hate to say wear them, but I guess that is what you say. Like, you know, when you're fly fishing, you might want one of these things around your neck so you can quickly pull it out of its, you know, cover and do what you need to do, or hunting or whatever. So they've got you covered, and it doesn't have to just be for hunting. They make cooking knives as well. And talk about a really cool handmade. The handles are a piece of art. You choose from different materials. The blade is all handmade, so that's a nice gift.
So, you know, I'm glad you mentioned this, and I'm glad this made it on your top five list, because, and I want to spell this, it's TKELL Knives, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm looking at a picture, and a lot of the dads that I know, they love knives. I love knives. I've got a bunch of knives.
Especially versatile ones.
Well, I'm looking at these knives, and these are the type of knives you won't find anywhere else. But with this local vendor at the Chattanooga market, this is really, wow. I mean, I'm looking at a knife I've never seen before, and I thought I've seen every knife on this planet.
Well, what a unique gift for Dad that would be. That would be a really cool one.
I know. Do you know how much a knife like these that you sent us would be? Do you have any idea?
Those particular ones I don't, but I know that because I've bought one for my son, you can get one as low as $35, $40 that goes around your neck for my son is a fly fisherman, so you can get them from that range, and you know, I'm sure up into 100 or so, depending on how big and how intricate you want the handle, because you actually can have a say in what you want it to look like.
Yeah, see, that's what's really cool. You give Dad you gave Dad a few knives the last several years.
Right.
Well, this one's going to be truly unique.
Very unique.
Yeah, and that's what's neat about the Chattanooga market. We stress this all the time, but these are all local vendors. So you're helping these local businesses at the same time. You're getting unique gifts. So
exactly. It's just a really great way to give. I think we've all, you know, especially after a year of so much, you know, pivoting and really. Self-awareness, we're tired, or at least I know I am, and so many people say they agree, I'm tired of giving gifts just to, with no reason. I want things to be more purposeful,
right?
And this is a really great way of doing it.
Yeah. All right, let's round out our top five. What's your last pick?
All right, so then we have Kind of going back to the woodworking theme, but in a different way, there are so many, three I can name off the top of my head, the Well-Turned Pen, DM Wood Turning, and CW Wood Turning. These folks all have different products. They range anywhere from beautiful hand-carved pens to bowls to more cutting boards. All of these people are happy to make custom pieces if there's something specific you have in mind. But I've given pens to my father before. I think it's a really nice gift. It's something that you'll have forever because it's a piece of art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
sure.
The bowls you're talking about, I noticed those when I was at the market a couple weeks ago. And again, they're conversation pieces. They're handmade, and they are stunning. The way they work, they have the grain and the way it's stained. It's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, hey, Melissa, how much are these pens? Do you know? I know we don't talk prices a lot, but do you have any idea?
I actually don't, but if I'm going to guess, I'm going to say around $75,
okay,
depending on how big and intricate it is.
Sure.
Detailed, the wood. And I have one other thought that should have made the list, but, you know, we could go on and on. But
no, this is a bonus round right here.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, here's the bonus round. We have several vendors that make leather products. People don't realize we have belts, like, you know, men's belts. We have wallets. You know, I know some people go, oh, that's cliche. But it's different when you're going to the mall and getting a wallet. This is like a piece that someone's actually made.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can do the old dad always loves. I know moms do. You know, stick a hug coupon in that wallet.
Aww. That's
oh, there you go.
Idea.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. What you just said. I would take a hug coupon any day. That'll be really cool,
exactly.
Along with one of these cool knives or belts.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, I love your list because as a dad, I'm standing here and I'm thinking, wow, everything that you just said, I would love to receive for sure. And of course, my dad.
Course.
I mean, my dad would love every one of these items. So tell us what we could expect at the market this weekend, this Sunday.
Yeah, well, the great thing is music is back, and we have Rick Rushing. I had to think about it and make sure I was talking about. Yes, it is Rick Rushing. It's going to be there pretty much the whole day. If you're not familiar with him, he's a terrific blues artist, and so that music will be going on as well as. We just sort of talk about, you know, bringing Dad out, let him try a few new craft beers. We've got some great local breweries. We sell their products at Chattanooga Market, as well as our own branded Sunday Funday beer that Naked River brews for us. And kick back and listen to some tunes. You know, maybe that's what Dad does, and you shop and surprise him with your findings.
Sounds like a perfect day at the market. As always, give us the website where anyone can find out more information about the markets around the area.
So ChattanoogaMarket.com will get you everywhere you need to go.
Hey, so the Sunday Funday beer.
Now you're interested in the beer.
let's get back to that.
Because I'm surprised that didn't make it on your top five or even the bonus round with the Father's Day. So is it sold like in six packs or is it on tap or what?
Well, it's on tap. And you know, it's funny you say that because when I was making my list, I was like, God, wouldn't it be cool if you could do a grab and go six pack? I don't know if we're legally allowed to do that, so it didn't make my list. But go ahead and try it out. It's a great Mangalorean style beer, and the can's pretty darn cute too.
Yeah, because I know some dads that would be like meat beer. I'm at the Chattanooga Market.
We're there.
Yeah.
for sure. Melissa, it's always a treat when you're on the air with us. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. This has been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. Hey, we encourage you to check out all these products that we've placed, thanks to Melissa with the Chattanooga Market, on the Change and Kim blog.
That's at sunny923.com. Before we go, we have to once again say thank you to our sponsors, EPB Fiber Optics, for giving you the best internet value in town at $67.99 a month, only from EPB. Have a wonderful Father's Day, and thanks for listening to the James and Kim cast.